Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to go inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry. Brought to you by Stone Academy's Practical Nursing Program on 96.5 TIC.
Gina J, good afternoon. Monday, back after the long holiday weekend. The dirty laundry's piling up. Let's go at it.
So Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, she's back on her YouTube vlog.
And what I can't understand is how and why she has 2 million followers. Can
I
you
know.
Explain that to me?
She had that following before. I don't know if she's lost any or if she's gained more, but she's back. And she was trying to talk about the whole incident, but she says, I can't say anything about it.
Once again, why? Why do people follow her? Somebody explain that to me, please.
I don't know, but we'll see if she can get all her followers back and all her sponsors, because that's the whole thing. She got dropped by a lot of people. So Lizzo has released her own naked photos.
Really?
Yeah, she was on a couch yesterday. She came out with them and a bunch of photos of her naked.
You know what? I think she's an incredibly talented young woman.
She is.
And you know what? She can do whatever the hell she wants.
Yeah,
she's going places. She's going to make a ton of money. And she's got her you-know-what together.
Yes, she does. And I wonder, back in October, she did pose naked again in a bathtub full of Skittles. And she said, taste the rainbow. So I don't know how they felt about that, but I love that. So Pete Davidson, if you're planning on going to see him, be expected to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, he's tired of the college scene. You know, had enough of that. He goes, I'm a comedian, but I guess he's shying away from those college shows now.
Yeah, and I guess if you do break the non-disclosure, you could be fined $1 million.
$1 million. So. He's making everybody sign as they come in, so.
Be careful.
Yeah, you better be careful.
So Rob Gronkowski was here in Connecticut yesterday.
Yeah, he was at Winterberry Farm in Killingworth with his lovely girlfriend, Camille Kostick. And apparently their family's been going to that tree farm for many years. So
yeah.
He joined in the fun. That's very cool.
Britney Spears turns 38 today.
Brittany, what is she doing for her 38?
I don't know. I want to know what her boyfriend's buying her, though.
Yeah, that's true. A car, a massive ring.
Something.
An island. An island. I wonder what's going on here.
I'm surprised these two haven't gotten engaged yet.
Maybe that's not part of her therapy. Maybe they won't let her do that. Just saying, maybe you should wait.
And finally, the weekend box office number three was Ford versus Ferrari with $13 million. Number two is Knives Out, $27 million. That's Daniel Craig's new movie. And then Shark Frozen 2, no surprise, $85.2 million this weekend.
Holiday weekend, you got to keep the kids happy. Yeah, that's the movie to take them to. That's great. You know, you knew that was going to happen.
I never saw Frozen, the first one. Shh.
Oh, I didn't either.
Okay, good. I'm not the only one. All right.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. All right.
I just heard the Idina Menzel song way too many times.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. Let it go. Let it go. Yeah. I remember playing that. Yep.
It's still in my head.